That. I can't put weight on my foot. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, God, what if I've broken something? Shit, please, no. Not now. Not in front of the press.
Crossing Lines by Jackie Burton, Episode 2, Friendship and Struggle.
The life of an elite triathlete. Selfish. Every training session, every piece of kit, every new sponsor. All pushing you forward, towards each goal. Winning. Nationals. Europeans. Rankings. And then the big one. World number one.
And if you get there, world number one that is, that's when you get the most money, the best sponsors. It's the way up that's the slog. Unless you got money. Don't get me wrong, you still have to work hard, but you've got the fancy bike, the carbon shoes, the best physio. The way I figured it, I just had to work twice as hard. What I didn't think about was where that would leave my body.
Come on, put your arms around me. It'll look like we're hugging. The things you'll do to get a hug off me. Come on, let's get you off camera. Excuse me. Excuse me, we need to get her inside now. I think it's the heat.
How are you feeling?
You know me, coach. I'll do anything to try and get a day off. It's broken, isn't it? Your face is a dead giveaway.
No. There's no fracture, Becky. But the scan results aren't great.
Shit.
You've got a stress reaction in your foot.
Shit, 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 shit!
But it's not a fracture. The pain is a warning sign, so... With initial rest, pool rehab and physio...
And Amsterdam? The second race is only 8 weeks away.
We'll throw everything at it, Beck. But I'd like to run some other tests.
What kind of tests?
I want you to have a DEXA scan to check your bone density. We've been doing research into something called Red S. Some female athletes are not fueling enough when they're training hard, which can then affect things.
What kind of things?
Your energy levels, your weight, your periods. These can all be warning signs.
Warnings of what?
That training is putting a strain on your body and your bones.
Oh, but training's been going so well, Ed. I've been up in the miles and my times have never been faster.
And have you increased your food intake?
But I felt fine. I didn't think I needed to. No one said anything.
Passengers on flight QR003 from Doha, please collect your luggage from baggage reclaim number 8. Passengers on flight QR003 from Doha, please collect your luggage from baggage reclaim number 8.
You okay? Yeah, apart from wearing this bloody boot. Hardly got any sleep on the flight. At least we're not in 40 degree heat, I suppose. How are you feeling?
I didn't sleep either. Sounds stupid, but somehow winning world silver feels easier than going home.
Well, maybe it is. There's always a plan in triathlon, isn't there? Or in your case, a million plans.
Oi.
You really need to talk to Guy, you know.
I know. It's not that easy. Depends what mood he's in.
Or how much he's been drinking.
You know he's having a rough time. His hip's taking longer to heal.
Still don't mean he can play mind games with you.
He wasn't. I've been thinking about it on the flight. Guy was just down. You know how hard injury is for an athlete.
Thanks for reminding me.
I didn't mean...
Whatever. You know best. Maybe it is hard when you're injured and you watch someone else at the top of their game. Bet you're happy it's me and not you.
That's a bit unfair. Maybe she was right, though. When a rival gets injured, there's always a tiny part of you that's relieved it isn't you. But when I saw Chris waiting for her in arrivals, I'd have given anything, right then, to be in her shoes.
Anyway, I can see Chris over there. Come and say hi.
Welcome home, champions. So good to see you. Hi, Nat. Thanks for looking after this one for me.
Well, we both looked after each other.
Guy is picking you up, right?
Yeah, of course he is. He's waiting in the car outside. I'm just going to nip to the loo first. I didn't dare tell her I was going back on the train. That guy hadn't offered to pick me up, and I hadn't asked him to either.
Oh, thank God I'm back. Come here.
You were amazing. I could barely watch the screen in that sprint finish. Come here.
You were very cryptic in your text. Where are we going?
Well, I thought, as you're on official rest, I'd take the liberty of booking us a little mini break.
No way. But how can we
Beck,
afford to...
How much of our lives revolve around the cycle of triathlon, excuse the pun, and I support you in that. But we also need to live a bit, don't we? Who knows? Maybe we could even talk about other plans.
Chris, I'm not being funny, but I'm exhausted. I can barely talk.
Who said anything about talking?